I'm with Andrew Downs, and we've just come to the end of our XAPI bar camp. So, Andrew, you're Tin Can Evangelist at Restici Software. My first question is, you just talked to like about 50 people in the last hour. So, kind of where are people at with Tin Can currently? What were the kind of questions, and what's your sense of people's understanding?
Yeah, what I thought was really interesting, I was just saying this to Ben a minute ago, is that every group that I spoke to was very, very different. So there were some people who really didn't really know what Tin Can was. So it's quite nice that they were able to come along to the event, versus some people were already implementing Tin Can in their projects. So a few of their few of the groups, there were people who were already using Watershed or other LRSs. And so there was a real mix of where people are at, the kind of questions people had. Some people were implementing stuff and had kind of maybe gone down a wrong route and were able to correct them. Other people just had lots of questions, technical questions, questions about the benefits of Tin Can, whether or not they should implement it. So there was a real mix, which was really interesting.
So where does the land lie currently with Tin Can in terms of adoption, the standard itself, and, you know, where are we now and kind of where are we going with it?
So in terms of the standard itself, the version 1.0.0 of the specification was released in April 2013, so it's been out for a good while now, and we're now developing version 1.0.3 of the specification, which in terms of functional changes, there aren't any. It's just making the document itself easier to read, easier to understand, easier to implement, but the actual how you implement it hasn't changed. And the standard is really stable in that sense, has been since April 2013. It's not changing to allow people to adopt it and, you know, be confident that it isn't changing. In terms of adoption, I think we're seeing more and more organisations adopting, particularly in terms of products adopting Tin Can. You know, a few years ago, people were getting really excited about what they could do with Tin Can. So Tin Can can do this, Tin Can can do that. But then they were wanting to get started with Tin Can, and there just weren't off-the-shelf products that they could use to get started. We did a webinar just the other week, tincanapi.com/webinars. You can get the YouTube recording. And that was 8 different companies with different products that you can buy today that are using Tin Can, and that you can actually just start using and implementing Tin Can in your organisation. The adopters list on tincanapi.com, we're seeing new adopters added to that almost every week, and that's just growing and growing and growing as more people adopt.
And, obviously organisations are using it in different ways. So, but if you were to sort of generalise a bit about how it's being used, kind of how do you see it? How are organisations using the standard?
Yeah, as you said, there is a lot of variety. There are many organisations are just replicating SCORM, doing SCORM in a modern way. Many organisations are doing things that are a lot more innovative. And I think that there's actually, particularly in terms of the products available, there's almost two ends of the spectrum and not that much in the middle, where some people are just replicating SCORM and some people are doing some really innovative things designed to use Tin Can from the ground up. There's a lot of innovation happening there. There are some traditional tools that have really got behind Tin Can and are embedding it in every aspect of their product, which is great to see, and there's some examples of that in the webinar. In terms of organisations adopting, I think, different organisations are using different tools, so some are just replicating SCORM, some are going beyond what's possible with SCORM.
So it's interesting, my final thought was that there lots of organisations want this kind of Amazon experience around personalisation, and yet it doesn't seem, I'm not sure, I don't know what you think about this, but are people making the link between what Tin can do and providing that kind of experience in the organisation? Is that, is that something that A, Tin can do, and B, do you think people are aware of the actual potential in this technology?
I mean, I think some people are aware of it and some people aren't aware of it. And there's work to be done in educating people and sharing those innovative ideas. In terms of the Amazon experience, personalising the learning, that relies on having a lot of data and it relies on using that data. So that's probably quite a big product to provide something like that, but it's absolutely possible.
Yeah.
And I think worthwhile as well. And there are products out there that do adapt what learning experiences they make available to learners based on certain pieces of information. It's certainly something that's possible, certainly something that I expect we will see more and more products doing over time.
Okay, great. Andrew, thanks very much.
Thank you.